At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Got a tweet from Mike who says, AWOD, Bish mentioned on the Junkies in the final segment that a college hoops game and season starts at 8 a.m. on Monday. For the VCU Rams, they will be at home facing off against Wagner on November 3rd, Monday, November 3rd. And if you keep listening to AWOD Radio, we're going to give you a chance to win four tickets to the VCU home opener presented by the Red Door guys. They are huge supporters of VCU Athletics as well as AWOD Radio. Heading out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, we've got Denton Day with us right now from the Team 980. What's up, Denton?
AWOD, what's going on, man? How are you, my friend?
You know, I'm doing all right. Like, I was pissed off last week. It was the angriest show all week long that I had done in a while, right? I mean, I talked up us like we were going to beat the Dallas Cowboys, and then we didn't. We got embarrassed. But after the Chiefs game, I've been a little different. I saw optimism. I saw a good half of football. Now, it's not a whole game, and it doesn't win you anything, but I'm hoping that they can put it together for four quarters this Sunday. How do you feel?
I'm in the same boat as you. I'm optimistic. I didn't think I would be as optimistic as I am after that the Chiefs game. Heading into it, I thought it was going to be a blowout, but I thought it was going to be a blowout where I was just down in the dumps, and it really wasn't. I thought the defense showed some things. I think it's impossible to ignore that while the defense clearly has flaws, they are turning the football over, and they're forcing turnovers, and that's something that we have not seen a lot of over the course of, you know, Joe Witt's now season and a half as defensive coordinator. So it is nice that that is now happening. The offense just needs to take advantage of it when it does happen.
Yeah, and hopefully Jaden Daniels can do just that. How do you feel about his chances to play Sunday after we heard from Dan Quinn yesterday? Full plan in place for him to practice in full. I think he's going to play Sunday.
I'm expecting to see him out there. And for multiple reasons. One, as you mentioned, they have a plan in place and he's practicing. And then two, this is maybe an in-the-weeds reason and an industry thing, but he spoke yesterday. And generally speaking, Wednesday or Tuesday in this instance is when quarterbacks speak to the media. And Jaden Daniels spoke, I guess it was Wednesday. Jaden Daniels spoke on Wednesday. And in previous, you know, injuries, instances, circumstances, whatever you want to call it, Marcus had spoke. So I think them putting Jaden out at the podium, and he was happy, he wasn't upset, I think that's a really good sign that we're going to see him in uniform this weekend, and really as it should be. I can't imagine, I'd be furious, honestly, if the first time we get to see these throwback, legitimate burgundy and gold uniforms, the white Super Bowl uniforms, I'd be furious if it was anyone other than number five in those.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, and I've been getting my days confused as well with all these Sunday night games, and then Monday night, and then Sunday night, and then Monday night. It's been back and forth, and we were excited for all these primetime games when the season came out, and now it feels like, well, how many more will we get before they take these away from us if we keep losing? This will be one of those primetime games, and like you said, they will be wearing the Super Bowl-era throwback uniforms. I love this because this team is desperate for a win, and they've got so many factors going in their direction. Number one, primetime at home. Crowd's going to be rocking. Number two, the uniforms, giving them a little extra juice, and hopefully Jaden Daniels being back. I mean, I think we need all that to be in our favor to get this win because Seattle's a damn good football team right now.
They are, but I've never been a Sam Darnold guy. And I think eventually Sam Darnold is going to showcase some flaws. He did it at the end of last year. I know he played well for the beginning of the year, but he's a flawed quarterback. There's a reason that he's jumped around to a bunch of different teams. I think it's up to Joe Witt and the defense to figure out how can they exploit those flaws. It's not going to be easy because he's playing really well this year. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is really coming into his own as a wide receiver. It's funny to think now maybe Awad, but you know, he played at Ohio State with Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, and I distinctly remember when he was a younger player on that team and those guys you knew were going to come out in the NFL, and they did. There was an interview where they all pointed to him and said, he's the best of the three of us. And I think you're finally starting to see that at the NFL level in Seattle. So they're going to have their hands full with him. But I'm excited. I think Washington's in a good position this weekend.
Yeah, you look at Sam Darnold's career. It was the touchdown to interception ratio. They got him kicked out of New York with the Jets. The same problem happened in Carolina in his 2 years there. He had 16 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. Last year was his big year. Still had 12 interceptions, but threw 35 touchdown passes. So he's turnover prone. This guy, if you get into his face, he will try to force it into a small window, and he'll just miss on some throws. Like you said, that happened towards the end of the year last year with Minnesota and then into the postseason as well. So, look, I'm looking for this defensive line that has been demolished by injuries to win some individual batters and get into his face here. And I thought Jacob Martin looked really good. I know Von Miller told the Junkies he was pissed that he missed on his big opportunity to make a play. So I think this is a game in which somehow, some way, this defensive line needs to win their individual matchups and get into his face.
Yeah, Martin's been really good. In the absence of Dorrance Armstrong and Dietrich Wise, Jacob Martin has been a really fun guy to watch. He's not perfect. You know, he's not a top defensive end by any stretch of the imagination, but in more opportunities, he is taking advantage of it. He's playing like he wants to be here for a few more years, and I really appreciate that about Jacob Martin. So I think you're right. He's going to have to, he's kind of becoming a guy that you rely on in obvious passing downs to go put pressure on quarterbacks, but I like what I've seen from him as he's gotten more opportunities.
How many points do you think this offense needs to score to win this game on Sunday Night Football?
If they score 28, I feel pretty confident about what they'll be able to do. And you know, with Jaden healthy and assuming that Deebo Samuel is going to look better than he did last week, certainly, or on Monday, rather, and you know, hopefully than he has looked in the past couple of weeks, I think they'll be able to do that. But I think 28 is kind of that sweet spot to where you feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah, 28.8, I think, was their points per game last year. So I would say 29, we're pretty much even there. And I did the exercise yesterday. If they had scored 29 points every game like they did last year, we'd have two more victories, if not three, given the fact we lost the Bears 25-24, that Chiefs game 28-7, and the Packers week two. So I think as much as people want to complain and bitch and moan about the defense, you look at the offense and the injuries that they've faced this season, and you say, well, that's why we're not winning games. We're not scoring like we did last year.
You're right, and I think some of that has to fall on Cliff Kingsbury. I didn't love the I guess it was the second fourth down. You know, they got screwed by AI on one of them on the Zach Ertz. I mean, how they got that one wrong, I have no idea.
But because you can't trust AI. You can't trust these damn robots.
Like, defund AI. What the hell was that? But the one, two, where they decided to throw it deep instead of running it on fourth and one, I'm like, You can't do that. You got to read the room a little bit better. I know you love Terry, but at that point in the season with him being back and healthy, like, that's not the time to try that. So I do think Kliff needs to be – this is going to be a big Kliff Kingsbury game. I have noticed AWOD, when a big college coach gets fired, he tends to not coach very well immediately after that. I guess that's his way of saying, I don't want to go back. But it happened with James Franklin when he got fired, and then last week it happened with Brian Kelly. I think he needs to be significantly better about reading the game flow, and I think he will be. I mean, I've loved what I've seen a lot of the time from Kliff. I just think he needs to do a little bit more there, and then they need to get some of these younger guys more involved. I like Zach Ertz a lot, but the idea that he was going to be exactly what he was last year was flawed, and we're seeing that with him and with Bobby Wagner, for that matter. You got to let some of these younger guys come in and develop. I need to see a lot more of Ben Sinnott, honestly. Like, where's this athleticism? Where's the RAS score that everybody wouldn't shut up about when they drafted him? Let's go out and see that on the field.
Yeah, I'm not going hard on Kliff Kingsbury at all. I think that the hand that he's been dealt has been like 2-5 off suited. I mean, it's been awful. Like, his quarterback's missed multiple games. His number one receiver's missed multiple games. His number one running back's been out for the season. I'm not really blaming Kliff, especially with some of these plays. Like, on the 4th-and-1, yeah, I get it. There was an option for Terry, but Mariota could have thrown to an open Zach Ertz. He attempted the deep pass there. So to me, this is like the players not executing what Kliff is calling more than Kliff calling bad games. I also think, like, just doesn't have the greatest group of talent with him. And it's unfortunate, because I'm not going to blame Adam Peters, because there's a lot of people saying, well, we could have used De'Ami Brown. Well, but that's what you drafted Jalen Lane for. Well, we could have used Olamide Zaccheaus. Well, that's what Luke McCaffrey's development's for. So to me, it's like, I'm not blaming Adam Peters, and I'm not blaming Kliff Kingsbury. I look at these players that are not playing as well as they did last year, or as well as the guy that they're replacing them did last year.
Yeah, I would not look at, like, for example, Zach Ertz has not been as good this year, right? I think that's, everyone is agreeing with that. I would not look at that situation and be like, man, I wish we had Olamide Zaccheaus, because you know who has not been playing as well in Chicago? OZ. You know who has not been playing that well in Jacksonville? De'Ami. De'Ami wanted to get paid like he played in the playoffs on a weekly basis, when we knew that was not the case. I think, and I'm hoping, that people also kind of realize, AWOD, that Mariota's a backup quarterback, and like, the game against Kansas City was a really good example of, is he a good backup quarterback? Yes, but you're still a backup quarterback,
right?
And there's just a difference in being a starter, especially when your starter is Jaden Daniels, who is knocking on the door of being a top five quarterback, versus a guy that's the best of the backups. He's good. You trust him in small situations, but I'm okay if we don't see Marcus play for the remainder of the season. That would be way more positive than anything, because he is just a backup quarterback.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, if there's one thing I would complain about Kliff, is too much sideways passing, but I think he's trying to establish that, because he doesn't love his offensive line, which has moved around multiple guys in multiple weeks and hasn't really had the collective unit that we thought that they would have this season. But to me, offensively, this is what I'm watching, and I'm going to get your opinion on this. Every team has touchdown plays. For Kansas City, it's Mahomes to Kelsey, right? For the Cowboys, it's Dak to CeeDee Lamb. Well, last year that was Jaden to Ertz, or Jaden to McLaurin deep, right down the sidelines, like he did against Cincinnati and over again in the season. Well, Ertz hasn't been the same. McLaurin's missed time. To me, that's what we're watching. A team that can move from the 20 to the 20, but doesn't have that touchdown play, because they don't have that touchdown guy.
Right. It was Deebo for a little bit, but then he got the issue with the heel, and none of the young guys have stepped up and taken over that role. That's one of the reasons, I think, why you see a lot of the sideways passing, is the guys still are struggling to create separation when they're going down the field and over the middle of the field. I think McCaffrey is better at it than Jalen Lane is, but that was one of the main reasons why when Robbie Chosen came in and started playing, he was targeted as frequently as he was, because even though he's not an athletic freak and he's much more on the old side than he is on the young side, he knows how to create separation over the middle, and these young guys are still kind of struggling with that. And that's why I'm so done with the screens. Even if they do catch the football, which that has, you know, sort of been a struggle as of late, it feels like they're only getting like 4 or 5 yards. And that feels like, if you're lucky, I need them to start pushing the ball down the field.
Yeah, I do too. And yet I can't hate the screens all the time because other teams are using them so successfully against us. Like, it does work, you know? And if Debo caught it, it looked like there was some blocking there if he had caught it.
It's so upsetting when you watch another team use it really well against you, and then you try and do it, and Chris Moore or a Ben Sinnott or somebody whiffs on a block, and the play is just dead from the jump. And you're like, ugh, this is terrible. And now instead of being a 1st and 6 or a 1st and, you know, maybe not a 1st and 10, you're now looking at like 2nd and 12 because somebody whiffed on a block.
Yeah. No, it's frustrating. And I think it comes down to timing that they just didn't develop in training camp. Denton, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
AWOD, I appreciate it as always.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. The most historic season in 30 years, 12 wins and a conference championship, and you heard it all right here on 910 The Fan, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And this was the most important offseason in Commanders history in my mind. And I still like the moves that they made, even though Debo has, you know, fallen off in his production since the injury. Still love it. Even though Tunsil hasn't been the guy that I expected him to be, I still think it was the right move. Texans were moving on from him. Drafting Josh Connerly, I'm not regretting that. I'm not regretting the moves that we made, like Jalen Lane. I just think that this season has spiraled out of control due to injuries. Like, to me, the injuries are the number one thing. That's the first thing you point to. And hopefully, like I said this week, with Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel making their return, now obviously Terry's out again, that we were hopefully getting away from the injury bug and could move further with our season and hopefully get back to winning. Now, that was not the case, and Dan Quinn answered those questions at the podium. It's time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio, and we have to discuss the injuries because once again they seem to be piling up for Washington. Let's start with the positive. Jaden Daniels, a full participant in practice. They plan for him to practice in full all week long and then make his return as the team's starting quarterback on Sunday. The bad, Terry McLaurin. Here is Dan Quinn.
I'll give you a couple updates on the injury side of things. So let's start just on the top. Terry re-injured his quad, and so he'll be out this Sunday night. We'll reevaluate it next week to see where it goes. Bum for him, for us, just tough, you know, where it goes. But we'll see what, you know, the next week looks like.
He went on to talk about how he does not think this will be a long-term IR situation, but he's out for this week. He's out for Sunday. And he confirmed he did re-injure his quad, which means they probably brought him back too early. He will not practice. They will reevaluate next week. And like I said, Dan Quinn seemed pretty confident it's not going to be another 3 or 4 week absence. But it's at least another week. And we may not be fully healthy in terms of our offensive weapons for at least another week after that. I mean, it might not be till week 10 by the time we get our full complement of receivers back with Noah Brown. Is it too late? Is it too late? The clock is certainly ticking for Washington this season. As much as last week's loss to Kansas City stung, it didn't matter at all compared to this weekend. You can lose a few road games. You can drop the game to an AFC opponent. This weekend is as must-win as it gets before an elimination game. It's win and win now. Now is the time. Now is the time to string together a full game, two halves, four quarters. Or they're just going to run out of time. Last year, Washington got to 12-5, Stubb. 12-5. Isn't that incredible? Like, we're talking about this less than a year later. We got to 12-5. The best record in 10 years by far. Best season in 30. But remember, last year, they needed to win every game in December. They needed to win every single one because we were 7-2. We lost three straight. We got to five losses. And last year, with the way it fell, with the Seahawks being good, Packers being good, it felt like six losses was going to put Washington on the outside looking in. Like, at the end of the season, there was talk that if we dropped that Falcons game, we were cooked. If we dropped the Saints game, we were done. And we finished 12-5. So it's the ninth week of the season, and Washington already has that five losses that we suffered all of last season. Just feels like this team cannot drop another game.
We could still go 12-5. It is technically possible.
That's the type of urgency that we need to play with this Sunday. That last year, we needed to win out to get to 12-5 to be a playoff team that was the sixth seed, right? The sixth seed. We are at those five losses right now. Cannot afford to drop another one. Cannot happen. Especially given the fact that this is an NFC conference game. Next week, an NFC conference game. And who knows? Seahawks and Detroit might win their division, but they might end up in a wild card battle with us. And so that record against them head-to-head is going to mean a lot, and our record in conference play could decide a tiebreaker. This week is everything. It's all on the line. The other injury news, Laremy Tunsil did not practice. Johnny Newton did not practice. Von Miller was given a veteran's rest day. Zach Ertz was given a veteran's rest day. This weekend is the last stand. This weekend is the last chance to put the season back on the tracks and get things going again. Whether it's Jaden or Mariota, whether it's Deebo Samuel or Robbie Chosen, whether it's Bill or Jeremy McNichols, this team has got to find a way to win at home because it doesn't matter in the NFL where your injuries are. It does not matter. Teams find a way to win injured all the time in the National Football League. Look how many backups are having success in the last 3 years. You've got to find a way to win when you're at home and you're playing against an NFC opponent. Washington's got to come together as a team. And this is all about complementary football. If the offense goes down the field, the defense has got to get a stop. If the defense creates a turnover, the offense has got to get points off of that turnover. That's what lost us the game. Missed opportunities. Dan Quinn talked about it at length. Missed opportunities. The team got together and talked about it at length. Missed opportunities. I thought Terry McLaurin's quote was terrific. It was a tale of two halves. Well, hopefully this year can be a tale of two seasons, because we still have everything to play for with 9 games left. You can turn this around. It starts at home, and you got to win these conference games, and then we got to find a way to win some games in our division. And anything is possible with 5 back. Anything is possible with Jane Daniels back at quarterback. I'm looking forward to seeing reports from today's practice. I believe they're going to take the field pretty soon here, and then we'll get some reports as we go and bring on a beat reporter on the final hour of the show. We will look at the NFL playoff picture on NFL Hits. Ryan Clary will join us because the Washington Nationals have made their new hire, new manager, coming to town. Clary will give us the latest at 1:30, and I'll give you my thoughts on Thursday Night Football, a Thursday Night Football preview coming up at 1:45 on AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll get into college football later on the show today. There are just so many teams that are still alive for the 12-team college football playoffs, which is so exciting. But also, there's the negative. With an expanded field, with 12 teams getting into the college football playoffs now, it's no longer the BCS, right? It's no longer the 4-team playoff format. With it being 12 teams, it has become boom or bust for college coaches. If you don't make it into the CFP, your ass is grass. You're certainly on the hot seat if you do it 2 years in a row. And that's why we've seen Florida fire their coach, LSU fire their coach, Penn State, James Franklin got fired. I'm now hearing a ton of rumors about Virginia Tech being interested in him. It makes sense because he was recruited the DMV very well for the last 8 to 10 years at Penn State there. So it's going to be interesting to see where Virginia Tech goes with their next head coach, where LSU goes, where Florida goes. Is it going to be Lane Kiffin? Then who replaces him at Ole Miss? We'll have our eyes on the coaching carousel in college football. We'll bring that up later on the show today. But it's 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, here on a Thursday, October 30th, just after 1 p.m., we ask you, what's it going to take for Washington to win Sunday night against Seattle? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I'll tell you what's it going to take to win. Tomorrow, we'll give out the keys to victory, and we'll go behind enemy lines with a Seahawks reporter. But I'm starting to get excited for Sunday Night Football, a primetime game at home, wearing our throwback Super Bowl uniforms. I know the Seattle Seahawks are planning to wear their throwback uniforms, and Jaden Daniels is trending towards returning. Anything is possible with 5 at QB. Here's Dan Quinn.
The plan is for him to practice full all week. And so today it'll be slow moving, but he'll stay after, do extra, more routes, receivers, tight ends, and back. So it'll be a little bit adjusted for him based on his readiness going in, and also, you know, not playing from Monday. So, but the plan is for him full all week.
Not only is he going to be full at practice, but I think this is very interesting that he's going to stay extra. Why? Because he doesn't really even know the guys he's throwing to. And so much of the NFL quarterback play is the off-script things, where if you're not on the same page with a guy, you're just not going to connect with him, right? And so you think about last year, Washington was so good in those moments where Jaden would scramble and Zacchaeus would pop free, or Jaden would scramble and Diami would pop free, or Terry would pop free, or Noah Brown, right? And we just don't have those guys. We literally don't have every guy that I just named. And so he's staying extra, he's staying after and working extra because he needs to create a chemistry with these guys. And like I said, he needs to have those touchdown plays. Those, hey, we're getting to the 25-yard line. We're not quite in the red zone, but we're going to take our deep shot here. Who is it? What route do they run? And does Jaden have confidence that he can find them and hit them on that throw? He's got to work. This is a crucial week of practice. And Dan Quinn thought they had a really good practice last week before the Chiefs game. Part of me thinks that's why they showed up in the first half. It's going to need to be a full week of good practices for Washington to get the win. But it starts like it did against the Chiefs. We have to be able to move the football down the field on the first drive like we did against the Chiefs, but finish the drive. Finish the fight should be the motto for the Commanders moving forward for the rest of this season. Because we haven't finished the fight in any of these games here or any of these drives. And like I said, I think a big part of that is we just don't have the touchdown plays that we had previously. Teams have taken away Zach Ertz in the red zone. They've taken him away, and Terry McLaurin's been injured. We have got to find a way to finish drives, especially the first one. I'm so tired of watching the start of a second quarter and Washington has 0 points. I mean, it's beyond infuriating. Score the damn football. Create a takeaway. And when you create a takeaway, score points off of those turnovers. I mean, just so many missed opportunities against the Chiefs. We have got to do what we did against Kansas City, though. I said there are a lot of positives, and one of them was the score before the half on that impressive drive where we took more than 5 minutes off the clock, and then there was still 1:03 left, and we got the stop before the half. Those two drives right there gave me a lot of confidence in this team. Now, we went to the break and we dropped all those confidence, and Kansas City came out so fired up and they demolished us. But that's why it's so important that you then score on the first drive of the third quarter. We were still in that football game, even though Kansas City got the ball and methodically went right down the field and took a 14-7 lead. Washington then drove to midfield and missed on our fourth down. That was the first in which the game started to crumble. But those first drive of the third quarter to match what the opposition does, so crucial. And then we have got to get back to being able to run the ball successfully. And Dan Quinn talked about that, like that he didn't like the way they were targeting people. He was talking about how his offensive line, they know who they're supposed to block, and they weren't making that block. And so because of that, you were having guys sneak into the backfield and make a tackle for loss, or sneak by a blocker and bring down our running back before he can create an explosive. We have got to get back to being able to run the football successfully. And also, when you run the ball successfully, your offensive line loves to push forward, push forward. They're starting the fight. They're creating the push. And then they can play action, and they're feeling a lot more comfortable about their role in the offense when they're pushing forward. Yeah, then we can backpedal, and we can protect Jaden. But when you're backing up the whole time and you're not able to push forward and run, it becomes a headache. And then you start getting beat, and you start having miscommunication issues. That can't happen again. I hope that they worked with the offensive line coach, Bobby Jordan, all week long to make sure that never happens again this season, where another team sends just four, and there is an untouched rusher. I mean, that was embarrassing. And I don't know, did Michael go back and watch the film? Did he blame Cosme? Is he blaming Connerly? I'm blaming him in Cosme because he sets the protection. He sets it. He's the vocal one. He's the mic there that sets the protection. And obviously, the communication wasn't good enough between him, the center, and the right tackle because they let somebody go free on a third down when the Kansas City Chiefs did not even blitz. Over to the defensive side of the ball, Sam Darnold likes to air it out, and he likes to look for Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. This defense has got to find a way to limit those explosive plays. They have got to find a way to limit those explosive plays. Because he will burn you. He has got the speed. He's got the hands. He's got good route running. He understands, you know, the parts of the field that he can really burn you most when right before they get to the red zone. It's like, I think Jackson Smith and Jigba has been at his best this season right after the Seahawks move across midfield. It's like, all right, now I can sniff out the end zone. I mean, I feel like he's got 3 or 4 40-yard touchdowns already this season. He's gotten over the top of a defense. That can't happen. But I do think defensively it starts by, once again, you have to make a team one-dimensional, and we did not do that against the Chiefs. And I thought we kind of started pretty good, but then it got ugly. I mean, it really got ugly in that fourth quarter when Kansas City was running the ball over and over again and bleeding out the clock. Like, Yeah, we didn't score in the third. We didn't score in the fourth. We also didn't have the ball much in either of those quarters because Kansas City was going right down the field with runs. They had 30 rushing attempts for 148 yards, nearly 5 yards a carry. They were getting first down after first down with Pacheco, with Kareem Hunt, Rasheed Rice. Then they did the damn screen pass to Worthy that he ran to the other side of the field and got a first down. We're not stopping the run. And then it gets even worse because you can throw the ball sideways against Washington. Like, I was just complaining to Denton Day about how the screen passes haven't been successful for Washington because the timing's off. But for every other team we face, everything sideways is working because we're so slow. Now, I like it. Dan Quinn was committed to trying to make this team faster. And that meant more Jacob Martin. It meant Jordan McGee out there with Frankie Louvu. Hand in the dirt. It meant Tyler Owens out there getting more snaps. And I thought Tyler Owens was decent. I didn't think he was great, and there was certainly an explosive play that I thought he missed his zone that he was supposed to cover in. But it did look like there was more speed on the field for Washington. Even though they gave up 400 yards and 28 points, it felt like there was more speed on the field. And I think the speed resulted in the Chiefs going 4 of 10 on third down. I will take that against Kansas City. Now, they were killing us on fourth down. They were 2 of 2, and both of them were crucial, including, what was it, fourth and goal, right, where they scored on the play in which Mahomes rolled out and then found Kareem Hunt. Like, they killed us in the red zone and on fourth down. But we were decent on third down. There was a lot of positives to take away, I thought, from the defensive performance in terms of forcing the Chiefs into third downs, getting third down stops, getting off the field with turnovers. They just gave up too many yards on this game. So that's the next thing they've got to be able to limit, and I think that is by stopping the explosives that happen. And the Chiefs, you give them credit. Three of their explosives were off-script plays. But this season, and just like last season, too many explosive plays defensively Washington has allowed. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. I want to hear from a Commanders fan in Richmond that has not given up on the season. And don't tell me you just haven't given up because you have Christmas tickets, because so do I, and I'm legit thinking about selling them. I was so excited for that Christmas game, not anymore. You're listening to AWOD Radio. If you feel like the season's not over, give us a call. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local, here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, it was fun catching up with Ryan Clary, getting his take on the new Washington Nationals manager. We've got day off today before the World Series continues with Game 6 tomorrow. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. That's why I got into radio, because my dad let me borrow his phone to call in to Al Galdi after Redskins game. So phone lines are always open, 833-804-0910. We have an open door policy here at the studios of 910 The Fan in Richmond. And the traffic reporter, Brian, has busted through the door once again. Stub, it scared me this time. Like, he kicks that door down.
He kicks it.
He does.
I'm worried he's going to put a hole in it one of these days.
I'm always a little afraid this stuff is going to be headed towards the restroom, so I make sure that I don't want to bust his nose.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you stopping by. What's the biggest thing in your world today? Sports or non-sports?
Well, it's been a busy day down in the traffic office.
Really?
The political season's almost ending.
Yeah.
And that causes headaches down there. But, hey, look, you know what? That's why I get paid the big bucks, I guess, right? Don't tell the big boss that.
So yesterday we had our Odyssey Halloween party.
We did.
Stubb was out, so he missed it, but Michael Phillips had one of the best costumes. He was the Lowe's employee.
He sure
and
was.
And he brought Francine with him.
Right.
Carrie was Bohemian Rhapsody. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
So there were some pretty good costumes. You chose to go as Mets player?
I did.
You've done this 3 years in a row. I need to call you out on it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, well, Stubb, I reuse costumes sometimes, not 3 years in a row. And it's just a jersey. It's that great of a costume. Like, okay. If you were Frankenstein 3 years in a row, that'd be different.
And here's the bad news. Bad news is I really don't like to wear those jerseys to games because I don't want to get them messed up. They're expensive, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to get wet.
You just wear them on Halloween.
Yeah.
I think running it back the second time, bad, lame.
Yeah.
Running it back the third time pivots back into being a good bit.
Really?
And it will get funnier every year.
Well, it was a different color jersey, though.
Oh.
Yesterday I wore the black.
Yeah.
And last year I wore my blue one, and the year before that the pinstripe one. So
I am a big fan of Brian the Traffic Reporter. I'm not a big fan of his Mets jersey being his Halloween costume. Because I think you can be more creative than that. I really do. Now, it's not like I dressed up yesterday, but I will be dressed up this weekend and going to a Halloween party.
Okay.
So I always love spooky season. And we were talking about what we think is going to be the popular costume. I'm blown away by how many men and women on social media are already promoting that they're being the Lorax. It's blowing up.
That's a Gen Z thing.
Is it?
I'm not claiming that one myself. It's a bit unfunny to me.
Do you know the Lorax?
I do not.
He protects the trees and
yeah.
He speaks for the trees.
Dr. Seuss's The Lorax has been multiple adaptations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's quite good.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's an interesting costume.
Brian, I think you should be a real traffic reporter or traffic handler, like a stop slow guy.
I would love it if you wore one of those light green vests.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Get a stop slow sign.
Yeah, okay. Get a stop slow sign.
These are great ideas. I needed them last Thursday. So.
execute.
I can't remember what I'm going to do the rest of the at the end of the day. I won't remember what I did earlier in the day. I'm not going to remember that next
Halloween. Well, we have to find out, because I got a little pissed off about this earlier this week.
Uh-oh.
Does Stubb have a costume on October 30th?
I don't.
Oh, for the weekend? Are you going out, Stubb, this weekend?
Yeah, I'm actually going to D.C.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, I don't think it's... Might as well just get it. You can get it today, right?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I mean, this is what's so upsetting to me. And I mean, it speaks to just not just Stubb, but an entire generation of human beings.
There we go.
That wait until the last minute to get things done. Like, is he not born with the same kind of anxiety that I have when I have to make a decision and I wait and I wait and I wait to get it done? Yeah. But he's so confident over there. There's no worry in his mind.
I'll figure it out.
He'll figure it out. Yeah.
Well, in his defense, I think
My rent this month. I mean, are you kidding me?
Now, are you making those kind of decisions?
No. No, of course not.
Okay.
I don't get it. I don't get it. And it deep down, it eats me alive.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I once had a professor compliment me on getting things done earlier than everyone else.
Wow. Uh-huh.
That's impressive.
And it did something to you because now you're the opposite of that.
Down there at the Hokie Village.
No, I just only important things I handle.
Right. But like having a Halloween costume when you know you have something to do seems pretty important.
Now, I've gotten into watching, you know, these crazy reels on, you know, name your social media account of dating advice. And one of the biggest advices they give to men for impressing women is to have a plan and tell them, this is what we're doing. Is that Stubb or is that
not? No, that's true, Brian. That is a fact, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully he's got it planned out.
I'm good at that. Yeah.
He keeps saying he's going to figure it out. And
I'm going to figure it out.
I'm telling you, him figuring it out is going to come up with the lamest costume ever.
Yeah, man.
Just like last year. What were you last year?
It was Rocky last year.
Yeah, Rocky. He came in with sweatpants
that's
and called himself Rocky.
That's a 50-year-old reference.
I mean, it was just...
That movie was out 50 years ago.
I know. It was the worst Rocky I'd ever seen.
I mean, it's came out in the 70s.
The bandana was at home.
He should have been
really
sloppy Rocky. That's what he was.
I don't even know what the most current popular stuff is.
It's going to be
Taylor
like...
Swift?
Wicked.
Superman.
Wicked. Okay. Superman.
I was telling Clary, there will be guys that dress up as Mark Sanchez this year.
I think...
Because he's in the news right now.
I think Swift Kelsey is still going to be the most popular couple's costume.
Yeah. I think there will be a lot of pink ponies and chaperones out there.
Chaperone's good. Yeah,
she
Sabrina
is
Carpenter.
Super popular.
She's
Sabrina
even kind of moved on past
too.
That, though. I mean, that song was, last year's
Did
music.
You see Liz's costume yesterday?
I did.
Did you know the reference?
I know.
Yeah, I didn't either. She was Cindy Love.
Cindy Love.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. I didn't know
just
who that
Google
was.
It.
I Googled it. And she's an artist. Yeah.
Okay.
Cindy Love.
Yeah.
Is that Courtney Love's daughter?
I know, right? That's what I was wondering.
I thought married to Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
No.
But probably not that either.
Impressive that he knew that.
Yeah.
So I know my Beach Boys lore.
Do you have any idea of what you're going to dress up as?
No.
Yeah.
You'll be in D.C. at a party.
I don't know why it upsets me so much.
Is this at the White House you're going? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to the White House. No.
Dress up as, you know.
No, my friend is like DJing a party, so I'm just going to go to that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, maybe you don't have to dress as like a dance club
party. No! You need a Halloween costume when you go
I'll
out.
Figure it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to figure that out before you get up there. Because you don't want to go up there.
Okay, my friend has a tub of fake blood.
Uh-huh.
She said I could use that.
Yeah.
I'll figure
fake
something
blood?
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but like, don't you, like, do you
yeah,
want
to,
do
need
you
want
at the end of the day, dress up in something that some fine young female is going to be obsessed with? Do you want to dress up in something that's going to scare people? Do you want to dress up in something that people are going to point at you and think, oh, that's clever? Or do you just want to be in a costume? Like, you have to have a plan here.
And I'll formulate one, maybe.
It's too late! It's too damn late!
Maybe tomorrow
I cannot be
morning.
The only one. We need to get his mom on the line here. Are you kidding me with this? I hate this.
His mom might tell him not to go.
Last minute shopping kind of thing. Oh, it's so frustrating.
Probably not going to go shopping.
It's eating me up inside.
I have been known.
Do closet hunting.
I have been known to Christmas shop on the 24th.
Oh, yeah, I never do that.
December.
That's not very good.
I finished my Christmas shopping in November.
I'm glad I'm not in your family because you're not getting anything good on the 24th.
I got my shopping done by December 1st most years.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
I get so much pleasure from getting things done early.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I felt so good when I went to Spirit Halloween and I checked out and I had my costume and I was done. And then I just have to wear it tomorrow.
Look, it's just this one thing. I'm not being lazy. I'm just going to figure it out.
Yesterday at the party, Liz and Binky said that there is such a thing, and not in Richmond yet, but hopefully soon a Spirit Christmas store coming, too.
Oh, I heard about that as well. Yeah.
You can go get your Christmas stuff, you know, starting earlier.
No, there's
one in Norfolk, but not one here yet, apparently.
Let's wait till Thanksgiving for that. That's another
See, that's too
thing
early.
I don't like.
You know, you don't like to wait till the last day, but then it can also be too early. Because, you know, there'll be Christmas music here in the hall in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think Black Friday's fine, though. I do think you can start focusing on Christmas on Black Friday.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's when the Christmas season starts.
Yeah.
So
yeah. How are the, in your neck of the woods, how are the houses with their, like, Halloween decorations?
Yeah, so we have a few that have gone, I wouldn't say overboard. You got to be careful with the HOA, but not too bad.
Is it good There's enough where stuff. You can, like, kind of drive around and really like
if
it?
If I go into the neighborhoods, yes, but not in my general HOA area. There is not.
I did the Hanover thing last year, right? I wonder if we're going to
do
that again.
Oh, here's a bit you're like, Adam.
Yeah.
Me and my roommate set up a trampoline in our backyard. Got a trampoline now.
Where'd you get a trampoline?
Facebook Marketplace for free.
That's pretty good.
That sounds like a great sounds like a great way to break your neck.
Oh yeah.
It does.
Especially one of the legs is broken and is currently we use tent stakes to keep it on the ground.
And by the way, homeowner tip, do not invite people over and get on that thing because if they hurt themselves, you're liable.
Yeah.
Just saying. Not to be a party pooper.
I have set a no alcohol and trampoline rule for the house.
Smart. That's a start.
I know people aren't going to follow that, but your backyard was nothing but dirt the last time you showed me a photo.
It is still nothing but dirt.
With a trampoline.
With a trampoline. It's most of the backyard.
And are you and your friends jumping on this thing?
We have.
Yeah.
That sounds rather amateurish. Jumping on a trampoline, how old are you again?
Just like looking for 25. A costume less than 24 hours before Halloween. It's amateurish.
You need to go back to college.
Brian, how are the roads looking?
They looked fine when I rode across town to get something to eat for lunch. And
good.
I'm back.
What'd you
now.
Get?
I had Publix for lunch today. Egg
a
salad.
A pub sub? Oh, no.
It was the egg salad sandwich.
Their
so
pub subs are so good.
They really are.
Yeah.
The boss occasionally will buy them and bring them in, which we love. So.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That is
always
the
a
traffic
pleasure.
Reporter, Brian. For Stub, I'm AWOD. You're listening to the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.